Hey, we got Nick from Superior Outfitters on the line here with us this week. Nick, how are things going? Appreciate your time today.
Well, things are going well. Looking forward to the opener.
Yes, trout opener this weekend. You read my mind. Of course, that's kind of on the top of many, many fishermen's minds. So let's go right there. I mean, let's talk about what you think it's going to happen this weekend. We got a very steady weather pattern. It's not incredibly warm, but it is steady, sunny every day. No rain in the forecast. We had a bunch of rain earlier this week. River level conditions, water temps, what do you think?
I'm thinking steelhead for this opener. Pretty typical. We got a flush of water at a perfect time. A lot of the streams that have been closed all year that the guys like the steelheaded fish on are going to be in great shape. And we got cool weather every night, so there's going to be plenty of fish around.
Now, are you usually when you see a weather pattern like this, just my experience, you know, it's cold at night, close to freezing or just a touch below or above it, but it's still getting up, especially inland away from Lake Superior, to 50, 52 degrees every day. It's almost like that opens this window this time of year for steelhead from 10 or 11 a.m. until about 4 p.m. where the fish just go crazy.
Yeah, you will get an extra afternoon bite when the water temps are spiking like that, which they will every day.
Yeah.
And the water is going to warm up inland and it's flowing right to us. So over time, they're going to get more active. You'll have your dawn and dusk bite too, but that water might hit the mid-40s during the day.
Well, that was what I was going to ask you. You know, where are you seeing for top water temps right now during the day?
Low 40s to mid 40s.
Okay.
So we haven't warmed up too much.
That's still good spawning temperature, though.
Yep. A lot of the steelies are getting going with that. People are getting dropbacks. But we also have plenty of fresh fish coming in. So I'd say we got a couple weeks on good steelheading.
Do you think that this rain we had earlier this week brought in a fresh batch of chrome?
I think it did. The quality of fish that I started hooking right before, during, and after that were a little bit nicer than the stale ones we were getting into.
Okay.
And I heard of fresh fish being caught low in the river again, which that had slowed down significantly. But as soon as the water came up, looks like it was back on again.
Well, let's finish up the steelhead talk with a little bit of discussion about what to be using right now. Hot colors, fly patterns, or what are you hearing from bait or spinner fishermen, hardware fishermen?
As far as flies go, been doing well on eggs. Worms, when the water's colored up, Sam Juans. But as far as the eggs go, I've been doing well with a light-colored chartreuse with the orange dot, and doing well on orange with chartreuse.
Okay.
Slow bugs and nuke eggs mostly.
Gotcha. Well, if you hang around for the second half of this conversation, you'll hear us switch over to trout fishing this weekend. We'll talk live baits, hot fly patterns, different spinners, as well as some synthetics that are really interesting. Might give you another option for your arsenal this weekend when you're chasing trout. So stay tuned for part two with Nick from Superior Outfitters on Front Street in downtown Marquette. And we'll continue with him right here later this hour on The Outdoor Show.